New York is home to more than 2,300 police and fire departments that cannot all communicate with each other effectively during times of emergency. Police in one town might be using a different radio system than sheriff's deputies in the same vicinity, making it difficult to coordinate things like rescue efforts, crime prevention, and traffic control. The difficulty was underscored in New York City on 9/11, when emergency responders in the same metro area couldn't talk to one another via radio at a time when information exchange was top priority. Congress has approved $7 billion in funding and the reallocation of a band of radio frequencies to overcome communication problems and create a national public safety network whose affiliates will be able to instantly exchange voice and data, enhancing response times. Tim Bachman is the Regional Director of Emergency Services at the American Red Cross, serving 17 counties from Clinton and Franklin in the North Country to Ulster and Dutchess in the Hudson Valley.
For us, our ability to work in an interoperability framework really lies within county government structure of working in an emergency operations center or utilizing their 911 center. And that's been a crucial way for the Red Cross to interact with our governmental partners. You know, the police and the fire departments are the true first responders in every disaster. And again, it's my opinion that without an ability to talk succinctly to coordinate with one another, there is some efficiency that may be lost in that in a response.
Throughout New York State, police and fire departments are being urged to file their applications as soon as possible for a new round of federal FEMA grants, money that can be used for communications technology. There's a small window between now and early July to submit the paperwork. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has been pushing for a better emergency radio system for first responders. She is emphasizing the importance of obtaining those grants, especially with local funding sources drying up.
These grants provide resources for local fire departments and first responders to purchase equipment from fire trucks, hoses, ladders, breathing apparatuses, communications technology, and other necessary equipment. They also offer resources to hire additional staff, which ensures that we've got enough firefighters in our communities to respond to emergencies when they happen and keep our families safe. These resources have been vitally important to our fire departments across New York State. And in fact, over the last 10 years, fire departments across our state have been awarded nearly $260 million from the Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program.
Advocates for a national network agree that a centralized approach ensures interoperability.
Our first responders obviously put their lives on the line every single day to keep us safe. So we really have to make sure they have the resources to protect themselves, to be able to do their jobs, and to make sure that we can continue to protect our families.
Gillibrand stresses the importance of keeping America's network of first responders on the cutting edge of new technology and vows to earmark about $810 million in federal funding to support emergency service providers. Federal plans entail the launching of a new independent authority, designated as FirstNet, by the end of August. The project, to be overseen by the Department of Commerce's National Telecommunications and Information Administration. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.